Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
You know your business better than anyone. So when you need finance to grow, you deserve a lender who understands too. Responsible finance providers look at the whole picture, the story behind the numbers, your plan and what you want to achieve. Our fair, flexible finance, decided by real people, not a computer, helps thousands of businesses every year. Find out more at findingfinance.org.uk. Finding Finance is a trading style of the Community Development Finance Association, which is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. A regulated credit broker and not a lender. We provide information only in respect of community development finance institutions and other finance providers, which may be available to you from our approved panel of lenders. Finding Finance. .org.uk.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
This is Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, and a very good afternoon to you all. Thank you so much for joining us this week on Swing Time with myself, John Yule, and Michael Coates. We hope you're in the right mood for listening to some marvellous music for over the next 2 hours, that you've got your feet up and you can really pay full attention to the speakers, whether you're listening to us live on a Tuesday afternoon or whether you're listening to the podcast. We never seem to get too far away from New York on this programme, and we started with the Kenny Barron composition called New York Attitude. We never get very far away from Kenny Barron on this programme either. There he was on piano on this date for violinist Regina Carter. The album is called Rhythms of the Heart, recorded in 1998 at the Avatar Studios in New York City. And with Kenny and Regina, we also heard from Peter Washington on the bass and Louis Nash on drums. A couple of weeks ago, we heard from Manhattan Transfer. Here's 25% of them, Janis Siegel to be precise. And this is the title track of her album called I Wish You Love, the ever-popular song, the French song by Charles Trenet, with an English lyric by Albert Beach. This album was recorded at Sierra Sounds in New York in August 2001. And with Janis Siegel, we hear from Cedar Walton on piano, David Williams on bass, Wilfred Harper on drums, Tom Harrell on trumpet, Frank Colan on congas, with backing vocals provided by Roger Treese, who did the vocal arrangement, Lincoln Briney, and the other backing vocalist is also the lead singer, and that's Janis Siegel.
Goodbye, no use leading with our chins. This is where the story ends. Never lovers, ever friends. Goodbye, let our hearts call it a day. But before you go away, I sincerely want to say, I wish you bluebirds in the spring to give your heart a song to sing and then a kiss. But more than this, I wish you love. And in July, a lemonade to cool you in some leafy glade. I wish you health, but more than wealth, I wish you love. My aching heart and I agree that you and I could never be. So with my best, my very best, I set you free. Snowflakes fall, I wish you love.
I wish you love from Johnny Siegel. Time to stop relaxing now. I've got you all settled down with your feet up, and now it's time to join us for a dance, although I don't think we're really doing it here in the studio. This is trumpeter Arturo Salvador. I have to pronounce Arturo correctly because I've known him complain when someone calls him Arturo, which he says is a bull. Arturo Sandoval, then, playing Samba de Amor from his album Flight to Freedom, a reference to his move from Cuba to the USA, although he didn't go all that far away because he actually lives in Miami. This was actually his first American album after he'd defected to the United States at the American Embassy in Rome, and it was recorded in New York again, this time at the Clinton Studios, and released in 1991. On this track, Arturo plays the flugelhorn. We also hear from the bass player Michael Orter, the drummer Orlando Hernandez, the flute player Ed Carl, and a nine-piece violin section. The composition is by René Leo Toledo, and although we can't speak Spanish here, I think we know what the title actually means. It's called Samba de Amor.
Thank you.
Fine Playing on Flugel by Arturo Sandoval. The number, as I said, was called Samba de Amor, and the guitarist we heard was the composer of the piece, René Luis Toledo. Someone I think would have found a much bigger audience if she had not been perfectly happy working as an artist and music teacher in Seattle is Greta Matassa. On her excellent album Portrait, recorded at the Grand Lounge Studios in Edgware, Washington State, and released in 2019, Greta is accompanied by what is still her regular quartet when she's playing gigs in the US Northwest today. Namely, Darren Clandenen on the piano, Clipper Anderson on bass, Mark Ivester on drums, Alexei Nikolaev on the saxophone. This composition was adapted from the film, the soundtrack of the film Cinema Paradiso by Ennio Morricone, and the English lyric was by Stan Dunn. Here then is Greta Matassa and That Day.
Into your eyes, I'd lose control of everything I'd known, and yet I gladly gave it all away for you. That day I thought love's power over me had passed. A memory of you that burned too fast. But there I was in love again. My future was recast. To give my heart so freely was unwise. Scars of disappointment were my mask, and yet I gladly gave it all away for you that day. I welcome love forsaking other ties. I risked it to gain. You had given life to me. You saw through my disguise. Love is worth the cost, whatever.
And I think that proves my point that Greta Matassa deserves a much bigger audience. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, and I'm your host for the first hour of the show, as I am every Tuesday afternoon from 1 o'clock. My name's John Yule. Time for this week's mandatory track featuring Eric Alexander. The fluid lineup known as One For All, which appears to get together to have a blow every blue moon, I think it is. This occasion was on the 22nd of September 2022 at Sear Sounds Studio C in New York to produce an album called Big George, a reference to the guest presence of George Coleman on tenor, with Eric Alexander playing alto on this occasion. We also hear behind the trumpet Joe Rotondi, behind the trombone Steve Davis, on the piano stool David Hasseltine, be alongside the here double bass is John Webber, and behind the drum kit is Joe Farnsworth. This is actually a number which was written by the trumpeter on the session, and that's Joe Rotondi, and the number is called Oscar Winner.
Thank you.
Here on Swing Time, it's time for the gig guide for this week. This week being, as from Tuesday, the 3rd of March, and we start tomorrow evening, the 4th of March, at the Lascar, a sextet led by alto player Alice Leggett, which will be playing music written by Alice for the group, as well as selections from her most recent album. The rest of the group being Alex Hitchcock on tenor, Alexandra Rideout on trumpet, Noah Stoneman on piano, Tiege Clarsen on bass, and Walter Kuhn on the drums. So that's a UK and Dutch combination for the Lascar. Tomorrow night, Cubanas on Thursday this week. There will be a gig, I am sure. I can't give you any details because there are none available at the moment. I understand Cubanas actually are closing at the moment on Monday and Tuesday night, so if they don't update their website promptly, I'm afraid I don't have sufficient time to bring you any information here on a Tuesday afternoon. However, I can give you information about Thursday this week, Thursday the 5th of March, when that will be the night this week for the promotion by Sheffield Jazz. This concert will be at Firth Hall, part of the University of Sheffield, a 7:30 start, and will feature the vocalist and violinist Alice Zawadzki, so that's two Alices on successive days here in Sheffield. Fred Thomas will be on piano and percussion. Misha Mulov-Abado is the bass player, and the music is described as being a mixture of Mediterranean folk songs, chamber music, and improvised jazz fusion. So once again, not too much left out of there, although I don't think there may be much R&B or anything of that nature. That's, as I say, at the Firth Hall at the University of Sheffield, 7:30 on Thursday evening, a group led by Alice Zawadzki. And an early heads up for Tuesday next week, Tuesday the 10th of March at Worksop Library. They'll be presenting a band called Django, which, as you may have gathered, is a quartet paying tribute to Django Reinhardt. Now for the Benny Green Trio, with a lineup which has been pretty much consistent over the years. Benny on piano, of course, on bass Christian McBride, and Carl Allen on the drums. This is from an album called Greens. Benny's album titles can be a bit confusing, but this one's called Greens, and it was recorded at the Power Station in New York City on the 4th and 5th of March 1991. This is a Carnan Van Heusen tune, originally written for Bing Crosby to sing in the film High Time, and was almost immediately hijacked by Sinatra. This is the Benny Green Trio and the Second Time Around. Thank you. A big band which gained a big following during the latter years of the last century was Rob McConnell and the Boss Brass. Born in London, Ontario in 1935, Bob was a valve trombonist who played with Clifford Brown, Don Thompson, Bobby Gimby and Maynard Ferguson. Originally a reedless lineup, the Boss Brass were formed in Toronto in the late 1960s as a studio and recording unit. This album then, called Our 25th Year, obviously celebrates their existence for 25 years, with the reed section having been added quite some time previously. The album was recorded at the Manta Eastern Studios in Toronto on March the 29th and March the 30th, 1993. The track we're going to hear is called T.O.2, which was written and arranged by Rob McConnell as a tribute to a local disc jockey, Ted O'Reilly. Solos coming up from Rob himself on valve trombone and from the trumpeter Guido Basso. T.O.2 from Rob McConnell and the Boss Brass. Thank you. And we're sticking with Rob McConnell and Boss Brass for the final track on this first hour of the show. So I must say thank you to you all for being with myself, John Yule, for the last hour. And please stay tuned for the next hour, which Michael Coates will be presenting as usual here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, on the second hour of Swing Time after this closing track from, as I say, Rob McConnell and the Boss Brass. This is a track called Riffs I Have Known, and it's another of Rob's compositions and arrangements, which he openly admits to having written to contain some alto riffs originally written by Bob Florence. Here Rob has adapted them to feature the two tenors in the lineup, Mo Kaufman and John Johnson. The pianist is Don Thompson.